So today is October 17, 2018. And in 2 days, it would mark 24 years that I have landed in America. I came to America October 19 of 1994. And it's what really cold for me as the kid coming from a tropical country of Vietnam. And it was so cold. And 2 weeks after I came to America, I experienced my first snow. Man, like, what that stuff coming from the sky? Like, so weird. I was running around with my tongue open and try to taste the snow. But to say that my first few months or my first year in America was not easy because I did not know any English. And I always remember going around telling my classmate and people around when they asked me a question, I did not know what they're trying to say. This was before the age of Google and the internet. I would have to open the dictionary and learn how to say, I don't know English. Please don't make fun of me. You know, and oftentimes when your friends know that you don't know English, they teach you very bad words and you repeat like a parrot and you get in trouble. And I remember my first 2 days in class, I didn't know enough English to ask permission to go to the restroom. So I couldn't hold it anymore. You know, after 6 hours, I couldn't hold it anymore and I needed to go to the restroom. And I stood up and I walked out and I got in trouble with the teacher. And so I said, dang it, I gotta learn enough English to ask for permission. So I opened up the dictionary again and tried to learn English to ask for permission. And it was so hard because as an immigrant coming here, after leaving everything, I was missing my friends, my family, my country. And I didn't know anybody here. And it was so lonely. There were nights that I cried, because my parents at that time were working as soon as they got to America. They found a Chinese restaurant and they were working at dishwashers. So they worked late in the night. And I remembered after school, I just went home and cried because I didn't know how to handle all this new thing. And especially when I begin to understand a little bit of what people said. Some people said, go back to where you come from. Go back to your country. You're not welcome here. And the loneliness of not having it all and not having anybody to talk to, because I am the oldest son and my brother was young at that time. So I cried. And I remember I waited for my parents to come home so I could share something with them. And they came home pretty late, about 11:30 at night. And I still remember that day. I peeked out the door and I was about to complain to them what's going on in my life. And I saw my mom and dad staying in the kitchen and they were just caressing their hands and their feet. They've been standing the whole day washing dishes. And I knew that they had their own cross too. All of us were bearing a very heavy cross. And I knew that each and every one of us had something that we had to go through our trial. Oftentimes, during hardship and times of trials and suffering, we ask God, where are you? Why did you bring me here to America so that I have no one else to turn to? Why is it so hard? I remember calling out to God like that. And God never really gave me the answer. He never really took me out of the storm. He always left me in the storm. But be with me in the storm. And throughout our three readings today, especially as we progress toward next week, which is Christ the King or Cristo Rey, as we end our calendar year, our liturgical calendar year a lot of the readings is going to be about the trials, the hardship in the end time. And oftentimes in our own life too, we ask God, where are you in my hardship, in my trials, in my suffering? How come you have abandoned me? And at that time, oftentimes we want to create a version of God who is like a genie in the bottle. If you rub me the right way, then I will grant you the wish that you want. Or that funny and jolly Buddha figure that you see at every Chinese restaurant, that if you just rub his belly, he'll give you the wish that you want. It's easy to have the image of a God as the provider who always give us what we want when we are going through trials. But that's not the image of what God has been in my life and through the lives of many, many people around the world, and especially the saints. God will never take us out of the storm, but he will stay with us in the storm. And oftentimes we think that we are going through the motions because we're not getting anything out of Mass, anything out in prayer, anything else in life. But in recent times, I have heard one great advice that even though you're going through the motions, God is in the motion to bring fulfillment in his own time for you. So don't worry if you're going through the motions right now in your own prayer life, in your own life of faith, by showing up, by persevering, by being in the storm, God will be with you. And he will be in those motions to bring to fulfillment what he had begun in you. If I did not go through that trials beginning 24 years ago, I would not be standing here and have the ability to serve and to minister to you as a priest. If I did not go through those trials where I have to tell myself, stop crying, Koi, and start growing up. If I didn't say that, stop crying and start growing up, then I would not force myself to learn English. And because I forced myself to learn English, I begin to go home, I promise you, after school, after I made that commitment, I turned on the TV, and the first thing I saw on TV was Barney. And after Barney, what? Power Rangers, man. And I kept repeating everything that they said. I told myself, I either can give up or I can either learn and adapt. My brothers and sisters, trials are hard, but God will never leave us in the storm and in the trials by ourselves. And he had told us very clearly, even though heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. God, his words, his promise, his presence, and his compassion, his mercy will always be with us. If I have to tell you, if there's anything that I can tell you and give to you as a priest, I can tell you in my own life here. I can testify to you that I have gone through a lot of trials, but never, ever have I gone through it alone. I always know deep in my heart that God is with me. And he has never in the past abandoned me. So I know that in the future, he will not abandon me as well. My brothers and sisters, perhaps you say, that is the very negative things to say, Father. How come God always give us trials? Why can't our lives be good? But I look back in my own life, all those trials have helped me to mature and become the person that I am today. I was in those trials, kicking and screaming, hating my life, hating other people, blaming myself. But I just had to persevere. And through that perseverance, God helped me to go beyond myself, to recognize that I'm not the only one suffering. I'm not the only one who bearing the cross. There are other people who are hurting as well. And I can choose to stay in myself, or I can choose to become a blessing for other people. From that day on, I knew my parents sacrificed so much for my brother and I, and I did my best from that day on to always try to repay my parents for the sacrifices that they have given me. So the same things. When we step beyond ourselves and see that there are other people's sufferings and other people who are sacrificing for us, perhaps we know that's why we're not called to live by ourselves, but to give the gifts of ourselves to one another. In the second readings today, we are being reminded that Jesus Christ is both priest and victim. Instead of choosing to revenge or be vindictive against the people who had wrongly condemned him, he chose to be the priest who sacrificed himself and at the same time the victim who died for our sins on the cross. Jesus Christ chose something radical that no one else ever imagined, to make himself both the priest, the person who did the sacrificial act, and the one who being sacrificed for the sake of us. We have a great example from our Lord himself, who chose the third way, the way that the world would never have chosen, fight or flight. Jesus chose the third way, to embrace the evil, embrace the storm, embrace the trials, embrace the hardship, and transform and overcome all evil, not with evil, but overcome all evil with good. That's why we have to remember that even though trials will happen, heaven and earth will pass away, but his words, his promise, his presence for us will never be.